Next application is application number 11474, the application of Thomas J. Rockstrow. Site is south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, being northwest corner of Wilson Avenue, 720 feet south of Lincoln Drive, and being lot 20, block 3, within Cape Windsor subdivision, with a 911 address of 38832 Wilson Avenue, Subdeville, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 533, map 20.18, parcel number 142, requesting variances from the rear yard, side yard, and corner side yard setback requirements. More specifically, they're requesting a 15-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback for a dwelling. They're requesting an 8.5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for an HVAC. They're requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard requirement for a dwelling. And they're requesting a 4-foot variance from the required 15-foot corner side yard setback for a porch. General, in this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Lynn. I'll reach you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Kerry Wirtz, 38834 Wilson Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Yeah, can you wait right here?
Charles Hayes, 28 Silverberry Street, Georgetown, Delaware.
All right. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'd like to hand these packets out for each member of the...
Okay.
Thank you.
As I stated, my name is Kerry Wirtz, and I am a next-door neighbor for Mr. Rockstrow. Mr. Rockstrow had to be called out on business to California, and he couldn't be here today. He called me last week and asked me if I would come before you all and present his variance. So I told him, well, I'll give it a try and do the best I can.
All right.
The packets that I've handed out to you, I'm going to go through those as we go.
Could you just tell me, where do you live?
I'm next door neighbor to...
Okay, that's all I want to know, where you were geographically.
I live on Wilson Avenue, and Mr. Hayes is the builder for this property, as well as a member of Cape Windsor himself.
Okay.
So he also has a vested interest in the property. This property, during Hurricane Sandy, my house had 3 feet of water all the way around the foundation. This house was underwater across the street from me. Wilson Avenue was basically a river. If you look at the first photograph, it shows how low the trailer is to the street. There was damage to this trailer in the insulation, the condensers, the heating. He spent a lot of money with contractors trying to clean the property up, replace the insulation. He can't get rid of the mold and mildew. So the trailer has become uninhabitable. He has to remove it. And it's a detriment to the community because it now sits empty and has a stench to it. The property is unique. The first page is a letter from Tom Rockstrow apologizing for not being here. The second page is an original brochure from Cape Windsor showing that this property is supposed to be 90 feet by 50 feet. The property is unique in the size of the lot in that his property, if you look at the survey, is actually 85 feet, and due to the roads and the corners, it comes down to 45 feet. So he has a uniqueness in the size of the lot. The second page of pictures is a photograph of the street itself. The street itself is only 19 feet wide at the top of the T, and the first picture is a picture of me coming out of my driveway with my truck. to give you an idea of the narrowness of our road. The second picture on that page is, again, on the other side, the neighbor's driveway, and you can see where in Cape Windsor on Wilson Avenue, every vehicle that comes up Wilson Avenue, would be a FedEx or large lumber trucks, they always have to come up to the top of the T, back up and turn around. They always cut the T off and they go across the properties. So it's important for the homes on these corners to be away from that corner and away from the street. Let me go to my notes. His plans for his home is to get his house on the side of and back of his property to allow for the parking of vehicles of guests and easier navigation of the narrow street and corner. Folks, parking on our streets is a huge problem with our narrow streets and is in fact against the association rules. There are times when you can't get a vehicle through and you have to get out of your vehicle and ask people to move. Tom is not building a huge structure. He's taking into consideration his neighbors on both sides and in front of his property and the difficulty in dealing with the narrow streets. The property cannot be developed in strict conformity to the zoning ordinance due to the narrow property and the undersized depth of the property. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, allowing for parking for other residents to be able to get into and out of their properties and to be able to see around the corner. The difficulty has not been created by Tom. The property was undersized by the development of the community. And again, there's only 8 properties at the top of the T's in Cape Windsor that are on corners such as this, that the corners get cut off. Mm-hmm. The variance requested will substantially improve the use of adjacent properties. The present trailer is only 7 feet from the street on my side, or on the one side. He will be removing the large, ugly trees on the property, getting rid of those. It'd be wonderful. and allow for additional parking spaces. The variance will be good for the public welfare, removing a moldy, uninhabitable trailer and building a nice home. This is good for our community. The variance represents the least modification possible for reasonable use of the property. A 28-foot home is not very large. It does not have the depth of the other properties. The variance is necessary to afford relief and allow this property to be reasonably developed to build a home. The variance represents the least modification possible of regulations at issue. Tom is developing this property with his neighbors in mind, building a structure that is comfortable for his family while keeping the problem of traffic, parking, and vision in mind. The last photograph page here, the HVAC placement is in the 5-foot side lot. On the 5-foot variance side. The property's furnace is in the corner of the garage of this side of the house. This is the only placement to put this condenser safe from cars and not taking up any parking spaces. He won't have any propane tanks, just one single condenser. The next door neighbor is in agreement with this. There will be no gas tanks, but only a condenser. The next door neighbor's condenser and gas tanks are on the same side of his 5-foot side lot. And this will not pose a problem for the neighbor and keeps his services on the same side of the houses for access. I did go about getting letters. The first letter I have is a letter from Cape Windsor. The building packet and the plans have been submitted to Cape Windsor Homeowners Association, and they have approved of the variances and the way the home is being built. The second letter is the lady across the street. The third letter from Donald Campbell. He's the direct next-door neighbor where the HVAC would be placed. The last letter, Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown is across the street from him. And again, I live across the street from him. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent properties. It'll help on my side because I'll be able to. I have an issue getting my vehicles in and out of my driveway because of the narrow street. But when I go to put my boat in my driveway, my wheels have to go on his grass, and he's trying to get his house off the street as much as possible for navigation of the street. It won't be detrimental to the public welfare. And I guess that's it for me. Gentlemen, thank you.
All right, let's see if there's any questions from members of the board. We'll start with you, Mr. Rickman.
Okay. I see you're in a flood zone. A flood zone, you got to be 5 foot above. Okay, your first floor, is that correct? You're going to be on pilings?
Not on pilings. It's going to be on a block foundation.
Okay. The first floor is going to meet the 5 foot requirement.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, in other words, you can't. There's no parking that you can do underneath because it's going to be a first floor type of situation, right? Just the 5 feet you're going to meet.
Right. Okay. Yes, sir.
Why couldn't you move your home forward because you do have a 5 foot setback on your front? Okay, your front requirement is 5 foot.
Why couldn't I move the house?
Yeah, because you're asking for
5 foot setback.
It's
on 20
the in the back. 20 in the back, right? And you need a 5 foot variance in the back for 20 feet.
On the canal side, yes, sir.
Right. Okay. If you moved it forward 5 feet, that would take care of that variance, correct?
It'll bring the house closer up to the street.
Right, and it would be within 5 feet of the street, which is legal.
But 10 feet off of the street is enough room to put cars next to the house.
Okay, that's where I'm asking you to
go.
Sir. Tell me why you're doing it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted.
For the parking, for getting it 10 feet off of the street so that allows for parking on the side of the house, as well as the neighbor across the street backing out of her driveway. They've got the two neighbors that are on the other side of the street.
Okay. Do you have something?
I'm a contractor that's built it to, and I do live in a development, but the question you're asking, we have to have the 5 on the one side. We're building a 6 foot porch, an entrance on that side. So that means we're only gonna have 11 foot left on that side of the street. Towards Mr.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that.
I'm talking about the front.
He's talking
about. We got to have 15 foot from the bulkhead.
No, wrong front.
Now that's the side yard. You've got to be 15 feet.
He's talking about here. He's not talking about here.
Let me explain it to you. You've got to be 15 feet from Wilson Avenue. You've got to be 5 feet from Wilson Avenue, the interior of Wilson Avenue. Notice where you go down. And you make the right, that's okay. So you have to be 5 feet from there, 20 from the back, and 10 from the side. So that means that you need an 8.5 foot variance on the side. Okay, that's what you're talking about. I was asking the question of why you couldn't move the the dwelling forward to eliminate the 5 foot variance you're going to need in the front and the rear, okay?
Yes.
In the rear.
Okay.
And you explained that to me. He's saying that the parking, he was beginning to tell me that across the street, you're saying that those people backing out, right, will have an impact
on
those?
Yes, sir. Mr. Rickard, if you look at the pictures, my second page of pictures.
Right.
Of the street.
Mm-hmm.
the house is going to pretty much sit where it does now.
Mm-hmm.
If we move the house closer to the street, there's going to be less room for these big trucks to navigate around the corner.
Okay, now that makes sense.
And for the lady here, she's 85 years old and doesn't see very well. to back out of her driveway, these trash cans that are sitting on the street here.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hit that twice.
Well, where your porch comes down on the on the left-hand side, so that'll make it easier for you to understand. That would be probably the south side.
Yes, sir.
You got parking in there too? Is that where you're going to park?
There's going to be a garage there.
The garage where the steps come down?
Yeah, where the steps come down, there's going to be a small garage there. Be able to get one car in.
I don't know how you're going to do that because you'll be encroaching then.
Now, you can see on the left side elevation. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about your porch, okay? Your porch is coming up. You're 11 feet from the side yard. You have to be 15.
Oh. Yes. Okay, I'm sorry.
All right. Are you with me now?
I'm with you now.
I think we're both looking at the same
yes, sir.
Survey.
So the foundation of the house is 17 feet from Wilson Avenue at that point.
Correct.
Yes.
And I ask you, are you going to use that for space for parking also, plus the 10
yes,
feet?
Yes, sir. In front of those stairs. Yeah. So you have parking for guests.
And the next question is going to be, and let me keep my thoughts going here. If your trucks are having a hard time turning around, why would you park them there within that 17 feet?
Well, they wouldn't be there all the time, sir.
Okay.
We don't have the trucks coming up and down there much too much on the weekends and so forth.
Okay, this is where you get most of
your action. And that's when visitors come, is the weekend, sir. It's during the week when we've got a lot of traffic.
Okay.
A lot of traffic, as in delivery vehicles and whatnot.
Trucks.
Yeah. Sussex Lumber Company. And
yeah, okay.
There's a lot of building going on in Cape Windsor right now, as I'm sure you're aware.
Yep.
I think that Tom Rockstro's property, he's really in a pickle. This is a property that they originally owned when Cape Windsor started developing. They've owned this property since 1974. And he had no intention of changing this property before Hurricane Sandy. And then now, since Hurricane Sandy, he kept trying to get it and tried to get it, and it just got so, he was just throwing good money after bad. And he threw up his hands and said, I have to tear it down.
Well, I can see that. You answered my question very, very well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Workman.
We got on the same page, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's all.
All right. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
And I have no questions.
I do.
All right.
Question. You made reference to four letters of support.
Yes, sir.
Have they been submitted to the board?
In
your packet. I don't have a copy of the packet.
Yeah, they're in their packet.
I handed out. Yes, sir.
Do you need a packet?
I need a copy. Of them.
Yeah, for the record.
Yep.
When you're done.
I've passed it.
Jen's got a copy, too.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Lang.
Sir.
Looking at the application, it says it's for a 15-foot variance from the 20-feet rear yard setback requirement.
Right.
But I'm looking at the survey, and unless I'm mistaken, it looks like it's 5 feet. I realize we have Wilson Avenue on two sides, so I don't know if that changes the
5-foot variance from the rear yard, which is the lagoon.
The lagoon side. Okay.
5-foot variance from the lagoon.
Right.
We need the variance on the
foot on the porch.
In the south.
1.5. I requested, but you're asked for an 8'5" variant for the HVAC.
Yeah, for the HVAC, but the foundation of the house will be 5 foot off.
And 5 foot on the variance on the side yard for the dwelling.
Both okay. On the north.
Right. I asked that because on the first page of the application I have, it says 15 feet from the rear yard setback for the dwelling. I just want to make sure.
Oh, it's back. Yeah, that should have been five.
Five feet.
Yeah, that's one thing that I don't have is the application because he's in California. I put this together pretty quickly.
It will. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,474. I believe the uniqueness, of course, of the property has been explained by the applicant very thoroughly. Excuse me. Being a 50-foot wide lot, it's not an 85-foot deep. It's not giving them too much room to do anything. And if variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant. It's, like I say, it's 50 by 85. And the request of the variance is minimum of that required relief. And I believe the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
And I have a second to that motion.
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickard, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 11,474. All those in favor, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason that had been stated. So by vote, 5-0, case number 11,474 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. The board's going to take a short recess, ladies and gentlemen.